here's a story from The World.
In Peru, more than 50 people have now been killed in protests that have been going on since December. Demonstrators are calling for Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, to resign, and they've been staging roadblocks in several parts of the country. Yesterday, President Boluarte called for a truce, but most protesters are saying no way they're stopping. Reporter Manuel Rueda has our story from Lima.
Thousands of people waving flags marched through the center of Lima on Tuesday, calling for President Dina Boluarte to resign. One group banged on large wooden drums and played pan flutes that are typical of Andean music. Others carried posters that blamed Boluarte for the deaths of dozens of protesters in Peru's southern highlands. Margarita Condori traveled to the protests from the region of Puno, where 17 people were killed in just one day amid clashes with police. We feel like we're living in a dictatorship, she says, and we're here to demand that they hold new elections and change the constitution. The protests began in December, when President Castillo, a leftist teacher and former union leader, was removed during a political crisis. Castillo was facing an impeachment vote in Congress, as well as several corruption investigations. So he tried to dissolve the legislature and declared that he would rule by decree until new elections were held. Peru's top court said the move was illegal, and within hours, Castillo was arrested and replaced by Vice President Dina Boluarte. But that unleashed protests in cities located in Peru's highlands, which have large indigenous populations. While Castillo was unpopular in many parts of the country, he had promised to boost government spending in rural areas, and many members of Peru's indigenous minority, which makes up about a quarter of the nation's population, still viewed him as someone who would stand up for their interests. Alonso Gurmendi is a Peruvian politics professor at Oxford.
He was still an indigenous man from the northern Andes, former rural school teacher. And that bears something that is important from the point of view of identifying with him in the most excluded sections of society.
For the past week, thousands of people from Peru's southern highlands have been traveling to the nation's capital to have their voices heard. Milagros Rivera took a 16-hour-long bus ride from the province of Abancay. She says she feels cheated by Castillo's removal. The state has always ignored us, she says. We have bad hospitals, we have no schools, we don't have proper roads to take our products to the market. Protesters from the highlands have also been joined by some Lima residents who are appalled by the recent cases of police violence. Construction worker Javier Pumán carried a poster with a black ribbon on it. I'm not from the left or from the right, and I'm not a Castillo supporter, he says. I'm just here because the government is abusing our people. We are very hurt over what's happening. As the protests drag on, Boluarte has tried to make peace. In a press conference yesterday, she accused criminal groups of using the protests for their own benefit and urged people in rural areas to stop staging roadblocks that are hurt in the economy.
Porque las paralizaciones, el caos, la violencia no va a generar nada.
Paralyzing transport and creating chaos is not going to generate anything positive, she said. It's not going to help us to recover from the economic losses we endured during the pandemic. Boluarte is trying to meet with local governors and mayors to discuss regional priorities and set out new development plans, but some say she needs to go further. Gurmendi, the Oxford professor, says it's time for the government to set up town hall meetings with communities that have long been marginalized, places where everyone can express their grievances.
These protests can be demobilized by recognizing, by an act of contrition from the country's elites, from the establishment, that, you know what, yes, things haven't worked, and we need a change in tune.
While Peru has reduced its poverty rate by more than 25% since the 1990s, and overcome problems like hyperinflation, many indigenous people are still finding it hard to access good quality jobs and social services. In the streets of Lima, some protesters said that they had lost faith in the current government's ability to do anything meaningful for this minority.
Hasta que Dina salga del poder y el pueblo elija su propio destino.
We're going to be staging protests until the president resigns, said economics student José Raúl Capablanca, and until the people can choose their own destiny. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Lima, Peru.